Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We are continuing our look at a statement put out by the Mormon Church on Wednesday, February 29th, that speaks of the priesthood ban that until 1978 in the Mormon Church was effect, and it affected everyone who was of African heritage in the Mormon Church. They were not allowed to hold the Melchizedek or Aaronic priesthood, two offices that are very important in Mormon theology if an individual hopes to receive exaltation in the next life. What concerns us about this statement is it seems to negate a lot of very firm comments made by LDS leaders in the past, at least up until 1978 when the ban was lifted. Precisely, we are looking at this statement. It says, it is not known precisely why, how, or when this restriction began in the church, but what is clear is that it ended decades ago. Some have attempted to explain the reason for this restriction, but these attempts should be viewed as speculation and opinion, not doctrine. Now, we feel that this is so important. We're going to be preempting our study of miracle of forgiveness, and we're going to spend several days on this. And it's so important that we have put the notes from this broadcast on our website. We kind of played our hand by letting you know what we're going to talk about beforehand, but we feel it is important that you have the quotes in your hands should you ever engage in a conversation with a Latter-day Saint on this subject. The statement says it's not known precisely why, how, or when this restriction began. Do we really need to know precisely why? Does that mean we don't know at all why? Well, certainly past Mormon leaders had some kind of understanding as to why it was placed in the first place. And they even begin their explanation by asking the question, why? For instance, give this the quote by Brigham Young on August 19th, 1866. This can be found in the Journal of Discourses, Volume 11, page 272. What did Brigham Young say about this?
And I'm just going to add in real quick, our website is mrm.org. Mm-hmm. And if you can see all these quotes for yourself, let me read this. Why are so many of the inhabitants of the earth cursed with the sin of blackness? It comes in consequence of their fathers rejecting the power of the holy priesthood and the law of God. They will go down to death. And when all the rest of the children have received their blessings in the holy priesthood, then that curse will be removed from the seed of Cain, and they will then come up and possess the priesthood and receive all the blessings which we now are entitled to. The volition of the creature is free. This is a law of their existence. The Lord cannot violate his own law. Were he to do that, he would cease to be God.
Now, there's an interesting phrase in there that we're going to discuss later on, but I'm going to give a little preview here when he says, and when all the rest of the children have received their blessings in the holy priesthood, then that curse will be removed from the seed of Cain. And that's a phrase that Mormons have used in the past. The seed of Cain is a reference to those of black skin. But what I want to get to is that when all the rest of the children have received their blessings, in other words, that hasn't happened now. That hasn't happened yet. According to Brigham Young, he says that will not happen until the next life. And we're going to talk about that. So the lifting of the ban in 1978, Brigham Young would have said that was premature. Mm-hmm. And other leaders would have said it was premature. But that's another subject for another day. We're going to go on with these statements. Why the ban? According to the teachings of President Brigham Young, and this is taken from a collection of books that include various speeches that Brigham Young gave. And these are not found in a lot of regularly known books that Mormons can come across all the time. It was put together by a man by the name of Fred C. Collier. This was a speech given to the joint session of the legislature in Salt Lake City on Thursday, February 5th, 1852. This is what Brigham Young said. Now then, in the kingdom of God on the earth, a man who has the African blood in him cannot hold one jot nor tittle of priesthood. Why? Because they are the true eternal principles the Lord Almighty has ordained. And who can help it? Men cannot, the angels cannot, and all the powers of earth and hell cannot take it off. But thus saith the Eternal, I am what I am. I take it off at my pleasure. And not one particle of power can that posterity of Cain have until the time comes, the Lord says, he will have it taken away. That time will come when they will have the privilege of all we have the privilege of, and more. In the kingdom of God, on the earth, the Africans cannot hold one particle of power in government. Notice he's attributing this to the Lord Almighty.
Right.
But if we are going to believe this statement that came out on February 29th, Brigham Young can't seem to recognize what is speculation, opinion, or the will of the Lord Almighty. That's the implication the modern Mormon leadership is giving us today, folks. Mm-hmm. They are basically agreeing with a lot of their critics that they are not as in tune with God as they claim. This is basically an admission that the leaders of the past couldn't seem to recognize or discern when God was talking and when he was not. Remember, the modern statement says it was not doctrine, but yet Brigham Young attributed it to the Lord Almighty. He ordained this. Go ahead with a quote by Joseph Fielding Smith.
Yeah, this is 10th President Joseph Fielding Smith, The Way to Perfection. On page 43, he writes that the Negro race, for instance, have been placed under restrictions because of their attitude in the world of spirits, few will doubt. It cannot be looked upon as just that they should be deprived of the power of the priesthood without it being a punishment for some act or acts performed before they were born. Yet, like all other spirits who come into this world, they come innocent before God so far as mortal existence is concerned. And here, under certain restrictions, they may work out their second estate. If they prove faithful in this estate, without doubt, our eternal Father, who is just and true, will reward them accordingly, and there will be in store for them some blessings of exaltation. Wow.
Notice he uses the word punishment. This is again what the modern Mormon church wants us to believe. They felt, but prior to 1978, that the restriction on the blacks, not allowing them to hold the priesthood, was a punishment for something they did in the pre-existence, the first estate. That's what he's talking about when he talks about the first estate and the second estate. Our mortality right now is known in Mormonism as the second estate. You're going to notice that a lot of Mormon leaders point back to the pre-existence, the first estate, as where those who came to earth with a black skin made their dire mistake. So it's looked upon as a punishment. So if we are going to believe the modern Mormon church, what they have done is they have punished members of their own church, those with black skin, they have punished them based merely on speculation and opinion.
Well, the next quote says that very clearly that we have here, Bill. This is Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 1, page 61. And notice he wrote a series of books called Doctrines of Salvation, not Speculations of Salvation.
Correct.
And this is what he writes on page 61 of Volume 1, there is a reason why one man is born black and with other disadvantages, while another is born white with great advantages. The reason is that we once had an estate before we came here and were obedient, more or less, to the laws that were given us there. Those who were faithful in all things there received greater blessings here, and those who were not faithful received less. Bill, this is an example of karma. This is an Eastern kind of a teaching that what
it's
you
a Mormon
did in a
view of karma.
It's a previous life. What you did there is going to have an effect on your life on this earth. And so I'm going to say it's exactly the same idea that this is reincarnation, and what you did, you're punished for because you didn't act the right way because you chose Lucifer over Jesus. Or you didn't choose, for those who chose Lucifer, they were cast out of heaven. But if you were neutral in that disagreement.
Not neutral, because we're going to talk about that. They were basically not as valiant as they could have been, because that was an argument. Some leaders, and I have actually seen some, least one I can think of right off the bat, actually said it had to possibly had to do with being neutral in the war in heaven. But yet Joseph Fielding Smith says no neutrals in heaven. There were no neutrals in the war in heaven. All took sides, either with Christ or with Satan. Every man had his agency there, and men receive rewards here based upon their actions there, just as they will receive rewards hereafter for deeds done in the body. The Negro evidently is receiving the reward he merits.
So is this saying then that he has chosen Christ, but he just wasn't as valiant? In what way was he not as valiant?
He didn't fight as strongly, I guess, or as fervently as he possibly could have in the pre-existence. He wasn't neutral, that he didn't care which side won. He was certainly on the side of Christ. That's why he was given a body when he comes into the second estate, and wasn't kept from getting a body, like the demons, as Mormons believe today. But in order to make sure that the punishment was met, God puts the dark skin on them so that it can be known by the Mormon leadership who should and should not get this priesthood blessing, as it's called.
And that punishment then involved not being able to receive, before 1978 at least, the very best that the Mormon Church has to offer as far as salvation goes. Would you say that's correct? The idea that we cannot have a black go to the top level of the celestial kingdom, and he's going to be having to get less until after 1978 when that ban is lifted.
They do eventually believe, as you've read, that they will get some celestial blessings. But as we're going to see, according to Mark Peterson, it's not the same as everybody else.
That's a terrible punishment for not being as valiant in a pre-existing life that I can't remember.
And like in Hinduism, you can't remember what it was you did.
No.
Because in Mormonism, your memory of the past is completely wiped away when you come into mortality.
But you have a price to pay, regardless of not being able to remember what you did, so that you can receive the very best.
As we've read, it is a punishment. It is a punishment. And according to the modern Mormon Church, they want us to believe that this punishment was based on speculation and opinion and folklore, that it was not based in doctrine. Latter-day Saint, you need to digest that. You need to somehow make that make sense to you. You got to wrap your mind around that. I'm having difficulty with it.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Is there not much of a difference between Mormonism and Christianity? Well, actually, despite what many may think, there is. And when it comes to the sensitive and even highly charged issue that is eternal ramifications, the Christian may not know where to turn. Just trying to understand the Mormons' beliefs can be both confusing and frustrating. That's why Mormonism 101 was written, a book resource by Mormonism Research Ministries Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson that contrasts vital doctrines such as who is God, what is Scripture, and how a person is able to go to heaven. When the two religions are placed side by side, the differences are many. Mormonism 101 is a tool that will help you better understand the doctrines of your Latter-day Saint friend, family member, or co-worker. And it even has witnessing tips available to help you in future conversations. Published by Baker Books, Mormonism 101 is available at mrm.org or ask for it at your favorite Christian bookstore. As 1 Peter 3 says, always be prepared to give an answer.